first one, back to that in the first one.
That's the first one, that's what I thought.
Yep.
So we're back to 12,031, no. Yeah, 12,031, Frederick and Darlene English.
Yep. I can find that one now.
Sorry for the interruption.
That's okay. Okay, 12,031?
No.
That was 20.
29.
29.
12,031.
Well, you put 31 at the end of the public hearings.
We got.
And then 27 is actually old business.
We let him come back up, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, you're right. You got me all confused here. Mr. Mayor, you got me confused.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Chairman.
Look at him. Oh, mercy. Here we go.
She's right.
All righty. Now. Okay, are we ready?
Folks, we're still having our public hearings. If you'd like to take your conversation over.
Okay, we're still having a public hearing. We'd appreciate. Thank you. Good night, sir. We'll let them finish getting out of here. Sorry about that. All right, now we can go.
Okay, I appreciate you people having me back.
You're certainly welcome, sir. We try to help you what we can.
Okay.
All right, sir.
The uniqueness of the property, this is the only parcel that's on Route 24 for this variance.
Uh-huh.
It's got an irregular shape. And like I said, it has a pre-recorded 30-foot road. There's only, like I said, I know I've only had 71.4 feet, but like I said, back in the probably the late 40s or 50s, they went ahead and recorded this road. Wait, on the canal, otherwise be developed. There's only, like I said, there's only 71.14 feet on Route 24 for this one piece, this 14-acre piece here. We would like to have this variance for this 14-acre piece. Like I said, we've got the 150 feet for the other three parcels on Old Stage Road. And also, I didn't create this problem or whatever. See, the reason that 71 feet left is because my grandmother, back in the late 40s or the 50s or whatever, they were 50-foot lots. And when they went ahead and did it all, the only thing left was the 71.4 feet. It's been in farmland. It was my grandmother's, and then it was my uncle's. And then, like I said, my uncle passed away, and I bought it at state.
Okay.
Like I said, and also on the Old Stage Road there, there were some other people in here, whatever, trying to find out what was going on, and they were interested. I sold seven lots on Old Stage Road, and they were spec houses in the less than $200,000 range or whatever. And what they were worried about was me development into it. Besides four lots, they were afraid I was going to do it in like 16 or something like that. And that's what. And after I explained it to them on the drawing or whatever, then they said they were all right and they left.
Okay.
And also, like I said, my grandmother or whatever, she went ahead and subdivided this property or whatever, and it's in the deed book of 310, page 1000. It will not alter the when I altered the essential character of the neighborhood. It's all mostly lots. It's been in farmland. The property on the right-hand side, or on the left-hand side, is got greenhouses. It was farmland. There's greenhouses there. And like I said, all up in here was just houses here, whatever. All my rest of it's been in farmland. And it's still going to be, we're going to sell it in four parcels. And I'm going to put restrictions on it. Where there will be no poultry houses.
Okay.
Like I said, the minimum variance or whatever, like I said, there's only 71.14 feet, and that's all there is for this one parcel.
Oh, wait. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board, and we'll start with Mr. Brooks.
No questions.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Mr. Mills? Sure.
Have you gone through Planning and Zoning Commission yet?
They've made an application for a major subdivision, however, that is pending this outcome.
All right. And one of the things that, you know, just looking at this, I see it looks like there's some lots carved out along Old Stage Road. Were those carved out by you, or is that carved out by, it sounded like your grandmother carved out some of those lots?
No, she didn't, on the far end or whatever, not on this parcel right here, she did on some of them or whatever.
Okay, along 24?
She did everything on 24.
Everything on 24.
Okay, all right. So that,
like I said, that there's seven on Old Stage Road I carved out.
Okay.
Okay, and she did the rest?
Yes.
On 24, coming?
Yes.
All right, sir.
And
she did on 24 on both sides.
Oh, okay.
Back there where the pines were, Lake Pines.
Okay.
That my grandmother, that was part of it.
So that narrow strip's been like that since the 50s?
Yeah, 40s.
Okay, all right.
40s?
And you have any discussion with neighbors about this?
I talked to the one that's got the greenhouses on the left-hand side, and he told me that he thought I had a road going back there. And I told him, I said there was one recorded there or whatever. And my uncle, like I said, there was a tenant house in the back or whatever. And they used that road all along or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there was never, you know, according to the...
It looks like from the survey, there's an unrecorded or an unimproved street that kind of bisects part of what's going to be track four. So my guess is you probably wouldn't be able to build much along the 24 side. Is that your understanding as well?
My understanding...
Looks like that road kind of does like a 90-degree...
They're going to have to build in the back portion of that property.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, okay, I got no further questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 12,031. The shape and the size of the lot make it a hardship. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. There's no way that can make it work without causing a hardship. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and is a minimum variance of four relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Wharton and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,031. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Wharton?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,031 is approved.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I certainly appreciate it.
You're welcome.